an opportunity now here on RNIB Connect Radio for those blind and partially sighted people who might want to get out onto the athletics field, have a go and take part in the Free Metro Blind Sports Athletics Open and Fun Day, which takes place over the weekend of the 24th and 25th of June 2023. Gareth Dawson from Metro Blind Sport, who has been organising the event, joins me now to tell me a little bit more about the Open and Fun Day. Hello, Gareth, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
The Metro Blind Sports Athletics Open and Fun Day is described as a free, fun-filled, family sporty event for everyone. Gareth, as this is Metro's 50th anniversary golden year, and with the Athletics Open and Fun Day, I think in its 45th year, would you be able to give me a little bit of background about the event and what blind and partially sighted people might expect when they turn up on the day?
Yeah, absolutely. If I just start by mentioning it is our 50th year, as you said, and it would be a shame not to just give a brief history of Metro and kind of what they've done over the years. So back in 1973, our eight founding members all came together, allegedly in a pub, having left full-time education and coming out into the wider society, realised that the sports provision for visually impaired people was fairly non-existent, and had the bright idea of setting up what is now Metro Blind Sports. Over the years, we've had Paralympians come through, people competing at national events, and everyone from grassroots level. It's been all about getting people to participate. This year is now, as you mentioned, our 45th annual event. The Athletics Open, as you mentioned, is happening on the 24th of June, followed by a fun day, which is aimed at juniors on the 25th of June. So the event's going to be happening at Mile End Stadium. It is open to all ages and abilities, and we welcome everyone from past competitors to people who are really beginners and just trying out sport for the beginning. The 25th, as mentioned, we decided to put on, with it being our 50th year, we wanted to do something a little bit different. So our fun day is designed mainly at juniors, although we're welcoming everyone to come along. We're going to have some fun games, some hockey skills and water slides for everyone to have a little bit of fun.
That sounds like a really nice fun day. And when you mention athletics to people, they often think of just events on the running track, but there is much more for people to get involved in. There are other sort of athletics field events that people can have a go at and take part in. Would you be able to give me a rundown of some of the other events that are on offer?
Yeah, absolutely. So on top of the track events that people are maybe a little bit more familiar with, we will also be having field events, as we do every year, where some of what I believe are the more fun events, including discus, javelin, shot put, and some of the jumping events. We have long jump, triple jump, and high jump on offer for anybody who wants to kind of get involved, show off their skills. Whether a seasoned pro or a beginner, we'll be kind of happy to have them out on the field and on the track.
Will Metro be providing guide runners and such like for people taking part? And if somebody's coming on their own, will there be assistance from Metro from the local sort of transport link to get to Mile End Stadium?
Yeah, absolutely. So guide runners will be on hand for anyone who requires one. In fact, on our sign-up form, we have a question where if you just tick the little box, then we will assign somebody for you on the day. Some competitors prefer to bring their own, which we obviously welcome everybody to kind of come along and get involved. But it's certainly something that we provide. We have a lovely group of people around who kind of want to get involved and help out on the day. So guide runners, we're hoping, will be floating around everywhere for anybody who needs a hand. We will also be providing a meet and greet from Mile End Tube Station. And this will be happening at around 9:45 on the day. But anybody who chooses to sign up, we will be contacting individually to assess exactly what they need. So there'll be somebody there to take you from the tube station. It's about an 8-minute walk to the track or so. So that shouldn't be a problem.
That's great. And it is sort of run like a proper athletics event. There's scoring and times being shown up on the boards and things like that. And will there be prizes for those people who might win?
There will be medals, certificates, and a couple of grass engraved plaques for the people who perform especially well. There will be gold, silver, and bronze awards giving out for each of the events. So we're hoping for some healthy competition and people coming back with a few medals in their pockets. The event itself, EAS, it is held to strict athletics regulations, and we'll be having electronic timings, many officials coming down to help out, and we will be producing the results afterwards for everybody to see how they got on.
That sounds like great fun and a great, you know, sort of a bit of competition there, but it's also a fun day. So it's open to anybody who really thinks they want to have a go at whatever sport's on offer.
We open to all ages and abilities. You know, Metro prides itself on inclusion, and we want to welcome everyone, young, old, beginners to seasoned pros. Like I said previously, we've had people from Paralympians back down to complete beginners kind of competing in the event. And we are to this day the UK's largest athletics event for visually impaired people. And yeah, we really want to see as many new faces as possible, along with all of the old ones who turn up year in, year out, apart from the years where COVID put a bit of spanner in the works. But yeah, come along. Everyone's welcome. We want to see you there. Be part of the community. Come and meet some new people. It's going to be a great day.
The deadline for people to get their entries in for the Metro Athletics Open and Fun Day is Wednesday, the 31st of May, 2023. Gareth, where can listeners go to find out more, download and fill in their entry forms?
So your first point of call would be contacting us directly by email at info@metroblindsport.org. That's info@metroblindsport.org. Or you can contact me directly on 07508 958 939, and I can answer any of your questions or help you fill out the form should you wish. We also have some sign-up links available on our Twitter page. So if you're not following us already, just search for Metro Blind Sport and you'll be able to access the links there. As you mentioned, the closing date is on the 31st of May, and we're hoping to have everybody signed up by then. However, we do want as many people to be involved and we don't want anyone to miss out. So should you happen to listen to this a little bit late or miss the date, then do get in touch and we will do our very best to give you a place on the day.
That sounds really fantastic. And thank you very much indeed, Gareth Dawson from Metro Blind Sport, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about what sounds like a fantastic event with the Metro Athletics Open and Fun Day.
Thank you very much, Toby. It was a pleasure to be here.